During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one. Go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two. Collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three. Play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step four. Unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards. Free shipping with no minimum purchase. Triple points on 2 purchases and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
On this show, we have heard many stories about Ouija boards over the years. Many, 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 many stories. Sometimes they're resolved, sometimes they're not. That's why we jokingly call October Ouija Awareness Month. This next story is someone who probably could have benefited from hearing some of those stories. But at the same point, they were very young when they played with that Ouija board. And it seems something came out of it. Something very dark. And attached itself. And to this day, as an adult, they're still tormented by whatever that was that doesn't want anything positive for this soul. Take a listen. I guess that even though most of the events that have occurred to me take place in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, I feel it is important I start my story from when I was a child and lived in Mexico. As far as I can remember, I've always been a little different from everyone else. Can't really remember much from when I was a kid, but my mother always talks about how creative I've been since I was a little girl. She tells stories from when I was a kid of how I would sit myself talk and talk for hours, carrying on conversations with myself. She says that at first she just thought I was lonely due to the lack of friends. She thought it was a good thing. I let my imagination fly. Most six-year-olds have an imaginary friend, so she didn't give it much thought. Until one day I came to her and told her that I wanted her to meet my friends. She asked where they were, looked at her with a big smile, and told her they were right there next to me. Of course, she didn't believe me and told me that they were only in my head, that she thought it was time I started spending some time with other kids my age. She says that I started crying, repeated several times that I wasn't lying, that they were right there. After some months, she says that I still had my imaginary friends, and even though she repeatedly tried talking to me of how my friends didn't really exist, nothing would change. After some time, she decided that a change of environment would be good for me. She filed our visas. 2 years later, we came to the United States. We arrived at Louisiana in the year 2000. I was now 8 years old. I started school and was giving my best to get accustomed to my new life. My mother pretty much worked all day, so I didn't really get to see her much. And even though we lived with my cousin and her son at the same age, I spent a lot of time by myself. And that angel is a boy, and I am a girl. We didn't really get along well back then. So I spent most of the time watching TV, doing homework, playing with my dolls, everything a normal 8-year-old girl would do. Months went by, and we got accustomed to our new lives. At that point, my life was normal. Nothing weird happened. No voices, nothing. My imaginary friends were long gone, and I was truly a happy child, despite the fact that I didn't get to see my mama very much due to her job. Every Friday, though, I would stay up late and wait for my mom to get home. But there was a specific Friday that I can remember very clearly. I was in the living room watching cartoons and eating popcorn when a noise caught my attention. I looked towards the hallway but didn't hear it again, so I continued watching TV. Minutes later, I heard the noise again, so I looked in the direction I thought it came from and saw a small shadow in the hallway. At first, I freaked out, but then curiosity got the best of me. So I got up to see what it was. To my surprise, it was my new porcelain doll. It was just lying there outside our room. I still slept with my mom at that time. I was asking myself if I had forgotten to pick it up, but I hadn't played with her that day. I came to the conclusion that my cousin Angel was trying to scare me, but just put my doll back in the room and returned to watch TV. After that incident, every Friday, I would hear the same noise, just trying my best to ignore it. But then it wasn't just on Fridays. I started feeling scared. I'd hear the doors creak. I didn't know if I was just imagining it or if I was really hearing it. It got to the point where I didn't want to play with my dolls anymore. At night, I'd grab a blanket or towel and put it over the shelf where I kept my dolls in, and a creepy feeling of them watching me. My mother noticed this and asked why I did that. I told her everything, but she didn't really believe me. She told me I was imagining things and that I wasn't allowed to watch horror movies anymore. I was a huge fan, like started experiencing weird things. I told her that I wanted her to take me to church every week. I came from a very religious Catholic family, but since she worked every day, she made arrangements for her cousin to take me. After I started attending Mass every week, everything went back to normal. Months later, I did my communion. My mom was able to spend a little more time with me, and I was happy once again. Everything stayed normal for some years until I was 14. By this time, my brother, 23 years old at the time, had finally gotten his visa and was living with us. My mom rented a 2-bedroom apartment, and it was just the three of us. I shared my room with my mom. One day, my brother and I went to Walmart to buy a chess game. While we were in the game aisle, we found a Ouija board game. We thought it was interesting and bought it. We went home and our cousins were there. My brother showed them what we bought, and they immediately wanted to play with the game. The instructions said to concentrate, but instead they just moved the pointer to themselves. So I just watched the boys be boys. When we got bored of it, I took the game to my room and decided to give it a shot. Didn't really believe that that sort of thing would do anything at the time, but I was very curious to see if it really actually worked. So I did a session. First, I got no answer. But I kept my fingers on the planchette and concentrated really hard. After some minutes, the pointer moved to yes. Asked if anyone wanted to talk to me. Couldn't believe that it actually worked. I asked it some questions and it gave me answers. That years later became true. I was very fascinated. But then I remembered my experiences from when I was 8. I didn't really want to get harm or anything, so I went online and researched on how to properly use the Ouija board. I learned prayers to say before every session to protect me, of how not to ask any spirit to move things in your home to prove they're truly there. Never do this. If you do, you're giving it the power to move freely in your home, and the spirits are not always nice. So once I learned everything I thought I needed to know, I did another session. To me, it was just a game, despite what other people thought. And so months went on without me playing with my Ouija board. One day shortly after 06 school year started, I decided to play with the board after all my chores were done. After everything was done, I took the game from under my pants in the closet, went to the living room, lit some white candles for the mood, said a prayer of protection, and started the session. But this session was different from the other two I had done before. I started communicating with the spirit, but it didn't really last more than 2 minutes. The pointer stopped moving, so I asked again if there was anyone that wanted to talk to me. I got no answer. I waited and asked again. The pointer moved to yes, and I asked what its name was. It moved to D-I-E and stopped. For some reason, my brain was in Spanish mode, even though I was asking in English. Since the pointer didn't move, I sat there trying to figure out what the name said. I thought, Diego? I truly wasn't thinking of something negative. And then it hit me. Die. I immediately dragged the pointer to goodbye, flipped the board, put it in its box, and stored it. I knew that one should never burn or throw away a Ouija board. And that if something did come into your home, how would you get it out if the door was broken? Remember, the Ouija portal is through the board. So, it stayed at the bottom of my closet. Days went by, nothing seemed to have changed, but it wasn't until a couple of months later that things started happening. Started hearing the doors creak, weird noises. I got paranoid. Told myself it was the air conditioning making the doors move. It came on, so started to make sure every door in the apartment was shut. I still do this, especially the closet door where I kept the board. Creeped me out at night. My mom left it open, even if it was just a little crack. I got up, closed the door shut. By this point, I hated being alone. My room felt weird, so I spent most, if not all, of my time in the living room. I only went into the room to go use the restroom and to sleep. Other than that, I stayed in the living room area. One day, as I mopped the living room floor, the microwave turned on. I thought my brother had used it in the morning and didn't let the timer go off, so I simply turned it to zero. It was an analog microwave. I finished mopping, and as I was washing the mop, the microwave went on again. This time I freaked out a little bit, but thought that maybe there was some electrical surge or something. So I disconnected the microwave, took the mop out to the balcony, went back in and turned the TV on. Then I heard the microwave's turntable spinning again. I went to the kitchen, and I was simply astonished. I had disconnected the microwave, but somehow the turntable was spinning. The light inside wasn't turned on, but the turntable was spinning as if the microwave were being used. I got scared to the maximum level and started crying. I ran next door to my cousin's house and waited until my brother and mom got home from work. I went home and decided not to tell anyone about the incident. The next year or so, weird things kept happening, but I did my best to ignore them. January of 08, we decided to move. I was really happy with the decision. Packed my belongings. Didn't even think of the incidents I had experienced in the past. All I could think of was how excited I was to move to a new apartment and go to a new school. As we were unloading our things to the new apartment, I remember I had a Ouija board in the closet. Like I said, I couldn't throw it away, even though it creeped me out. I asked George, my boyfriend at the time, to drive me to the old apartment. When I got there, the Ouija board wasn't in the closet. I asked my mom if she hadn't seen a box in the closet and told me, "Oh, you mean that Ouija board? I threw it away." First thought that came to my mind when she told me was this: let it be known that I didn't do it. Besides that, I was super happy I didn't have it with me anymore. I thought I had been really silly for believing something bad would happen if I threw it away, and I was happy. I was starting fresh at a new school, new apartment, living just with my mom. Things were at peace. We settled very quickly into our new apartment, and soon we had returned to our daily routines. Everything was normal, but I guess that in my life, things can't stay like that. At the beginning of my 2008 winter break, I was home alone, doing my chores and listening to music. I was in the kitchen washing dishes and heard that the jukebox had stopped playing. I figured the CD had finished playing, so I dried my hands and went to put on another one. As I was going to take the CD out, I noticed that the CD hadn't finished playing. It was paused. Tried thinking of a logical explanation for it, but deep down, I had a feeling that there wasn't one. I simply didn't give it much attention and just unplugged the jukebox. turned the TV on, and went back into the kitchen to finish washing my dishes. When I finished with all my chores, I sat on the couch to watch TV. Then my mom called and asked me if I could look and see if she had forgotten her glasses in the room. So I did. Probably took 2 to 3 minutes for me to go into the room and come back out in the living room. To my surprise, when I came out of the room, the TV was turned off. I freaked out and started crying. I called Gene, my current boyfriend, and told him everything, or at least I tried to tell, with whatever words came out between my sobbing and stuttering. It took him a few minutes to calm me down, and then told me to pray. So I did. He said he would come over as soon as he got off work, but meanwhile, I didn't want to be alone. So I went over to my friend's house. Months went by, nothing weird happened. I tried really hard not to think of the past incidents and try to simply go on with my life as normal as possible. For a little more than a year, nothing strange happened in my life, and the events from the past hardly crossed my mind. In the summer of 2010, I was now 18 and curious about many things. One of my curiosities was learning to read tarot cards. I'd always been attracted to this sort of thing, and that I was told my father did something similar, though he didn't use it for good things. So I bought a deck of cards and a book to go with it. Turned out, it was actually good. Taking in mind that I was just a rookie, every night I'd learn a new card and try to connect it. At first, I did readings just for me. I started reading to my closest friends for practice. And this went on for some months, but nothing strange happened. Then in January of 2011, the scariest thing I've ever experienced happened. It was around 2:30 a.m. and I was lying on the couch watching TV. I heard my mom's room door creak open. But it was my mom coming to tell me to turn the TV off because it was late. So I rapidly turned off the TV and laid face down and acted as if I was asleep. A couple of minutes passed and I didn't hear anything else. So I figured it must have been the air conditioning. Decided to go to sleep. As I cuddled myself deep into the couch, I felt a grip around the back of my left ankle. I immediately screamed the way I had never screamed before. It wasn't a scream like the ones makes while watching a scary movie. No, my scream came out of pure terror. I was horrified. In all of my life, I had things turn on and off inexplicably. I'd heard noises, but never had anything touch me before. It's hard to explain this, but in those few seconds between me screaming and getting up, I thought of looking back to see what it was. But I was too horrified of seeing something horrendous. And in those seconds, I guess my instincts of survival took over. Because without me thinking of it, I was trying to open my mom's room's door. As I opened the door, I saw my mom getting out of bed and asking me what was wrong. I was literally in shock. Everything happened so fast. All I could say was something grabbed me over and over as I sobbed. Minutes later went by and she was finally able to calm me down, and then I told her what had happened. She then started telling me it was because I played with those cards, the tarot cards. They were from the devil and not from God. She went on and about how the cards are evil. All I could think of was that grip around my ankle. I knew it couldn't be because of the cards, though I didn't discard the possibility. And as much as I tried to think of a rational explanation, I simply couldn't find one. I was so shaken up that I couldn't sleep. So my mom started to say prayers over my head until I finally went to sleep. That night was the worst night of my life. It's a feeling of terror that no words can describe. How to explain something like that? There are simply no words that can describe the feeling of that grip around my ankle and the horror I felt for those few seconds. After that, I neither liked or wanted to be in the apartments. So a month later, I decided to move in with my friend and her girlfriend. And even though I had to sleep in an inflatable bed in the living room, I was happy to move. Moved out in February, moved back 2 months later because my mother got ill. I stayed 3 weeks and she got better. Then I moved out again. But this time I moved in with my boyfriend. I thought things had gone back to normal, but it didn't. I hated being alone. I hated taking a shower when I was home alone. I felt that every time I closed my eyes, I was going to see something. I always had that feeling of someone or something looking at me. I don't really know how to explain it. It's just a feeling one can't shake off. Every time you turn, you move, you talk, you feel eyes fixed on you. I don't know if I was just paranoid because of everything that had happened to me before. I just felt surrounded. Sometimes I would just sit and cry my eyes out while Gene simply listened to everything I felt. He was and still is a huge support to me. It was during the time we lived together that my insomnia started. It wasn't something that happened overnight. No, it started with me just not being able to sleep some nights. I'd feel something looking at me even when the room was pitch black. Sometimes Gene would go to sleep. I'd just lay there trying to fall asleep. As much as I tried, I couldn't. I started hearing noises coming from the living room, then the bathroom in our room, and the closet, turning them out, but most of the time, I ended waking Gene up. I asked him if he could hear the noises too, but he never did. He just hugged me, say a prayer, and go to sleep until he was sure I was asleep. I swear at that point, I really started questioning my sanity. Then the worst thing that could have happened to me at that time happened. My boyfriend had to work the night shift, so I was left all alone in the apartment at night. I was so afraid of being alone, I literally turned on every single light in the apartment. I made sure every door was shut and locked myself in my room. Since I couldn't sleep, I'd watch movies until Gene got home from work. During that time, I didn't read or even own tarot cards or anything of the sort, so I really didn't understand why things like that kept happening to me. I'd tell myself that maybe I was just being paranoid and really try to just ignore everything. The months went on and my mom got ill again. Gene and I talked and decided that it was best that I move back in with my mom so I could watch over her. By November of 2011, I was living with my mom again. When I moved back, things were normal until the afternoon of December 11th, 2011, which is a day before devout Catholics celebrate the day that Our Lady of Maria Guadalupe, the Virgin Mary, appeared in Mexico. So every year we sing her happy birthday exactly at 12 a.m. on December 12th. At the time, my Aunt Carla was staying with us for the holidays. On the afternoon of December 11th, 2011, while she and my mom were out shopping, I was told to decorate the Virgin Mary's altar. So I put some fresh flowers, a couple of candles on the table, went to the kitchen to get matches to light the candles, and was searching. I heard a thump, a loud sound that came from the living room. I went to see what it was and saw that one of the candles was on the carpet. I had no explanation for it. I picked it up, put it on the table again, sat on the couch just thinking to myself, how could it have happened? I simply had no answer. When my aunt and mom came back from the store, I told my mom about the candle falling off the table, and she said it was probably the wind. I was astonished with her answer. All the doors and windows were closed, and even if they had been open, there's no way a simple wind could knock off a candle that size off a table. This wasn't possible. I was frustrated that she didn't believe, so I did what I had done in the past. I tried to forget and move on with my life. Things stayed quiet for around 2 weeks. It's around 3:40 a.m. on December 24th, 2011. I was picking up the mess from my mom's birthday party. Almost finished cleaning. All I had to do was close the blinds of that balcony door. This had to be done one blind at a time. Then someone broke the stick too close to the blinds during the party. As I was finishing up, I saw a shadow at the corner of my eye come from my mom's room towards the kitchen. At first, I thought it was my mom. So I asked what she was doing up and got no response. I looked up and saw no one. I went to her room and asked if either she or my aunt had gotten up to go to the kitchen, and her answer was no. She asked why I was asking, but I told her it was nothing. Since I couldn't sleep, I went to the living room to watch TV until I got sleepy, but of course, that didn't happen. For some reason, I can't sleep at night. I toss and turn, and I can't go to sleep. Never in my life had I had problems sleeping well. In fact, I've always been a heavy sleeper. But seems that lately I couldn't go to sleep until the sun rises. I just don't know what to do anymore. First, I thought that it was my old apartment that had some sort of bad energy. But it seems that everywhere I go, something always happens. For example, after the December 24th incident, everything was normal until the end of January 2012. I was in the living room watching TV and playing chess on my laptop when I heard a noise from the kitchen. I looked towards the kitchen and saw nothing. So I returned to my game, and as soon as I took my eyes from that direction, the noises started again. So I sat quietly trying to figure out where exactly in the kitchen the noise was coming from. Then I heard it again, and it sounded as if someone was trying to start the blender. So I got up, went to the kitchen to see what it was, and saw how the blender's blade spun and stopped. My first reaction was to unplug the blender, but when I did this, it sounded as if someone was pressing down the blender's buttons repeatedly. I was really scared. Didn't want to stay in the apartments a second longer. So I grabbed my cell phone, went outside, sat on the stairs crying, and called my mom to see what time she was going to be home. I couldn't take it anymore and told her everything that happened. She said she'd be home in around an hour. I should go inside and say a prayer. I had absolutely no intention of going back in the apartment alone. So I stayed outside and called Jean. The past month was somewhat peaceful. I still can't sleep very well at night, and I still feel like someone's watching me 24/7. I still hear noises, but try to ignore them. My mom insists that I should start going to church again. I haven't been to a mass in years, but I really don't feel like going. A couple of weeks ago, a cousin came to visit from Houston, Texas. She's a very religious person and dedicates a lot of her time to church. We're talking, and I thought that since she was very devout to the church, that maybe she could help me. So I told her of some of the things that I had experienced, and to my surprise, she didn't look surprised at all. She said that the first time she came into the apartment, she saw a shadow pass in front of her and felt as if all her happiness had just left her. So we started praying in silence, ordering whatever this thing was to leave us alone at once. Minutes later, she felt okay again, but didn't mention this to my mom. That she wasn't really close to us and didn't know how to explain things to either me nor my mom. As she told me this, I got goosebumps all over my body and told her about seeing the shadow. Kept explaining everything and told her that lately, sometimes when I was in the apartment, I felt angry or depressed. She told me I should stop reading tarot cards and start going to church. She said, and I quote, "The evil one wants to get a hold of you." She told me that if I started going to church again, everything would be okay. But every time I want to go, something comes up. So I still haven't been able to go, and honestly, I don't feel the urge to go. I know I should, but I never do. Other than some close friends, no one knows of my experiences, and the reason I decided to share this on the podcast is because I truly don't know what to do. I need help. I need an explanation. I've heard all sorts of theories that maybe I have a gift. It's because I read tarot cards or because I played with a Ouija board when I was younger, etc. But I'm not really sure they're correct. Still live in the same apartment. Still hear noises from time to time. Hate going into my mom's room and still can't really sleep at night. I'm not really sure what to do. Where my life will take me.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks,
like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.